From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonso reporting. Syria's rebels lost all the northern neighborhoods of their stronghold in East Aleppo Monday. It comes as the army made significant advances in its offensive to recapture the entire city. The regime's gains prompted an exodus of desperate civilians, most fleeing the districts held by the government or Kurdish forces, others heading south into areas still under opposition control. The rebel losses suggested it would only be a matter of time before all of East Aleppo is back in government hands. Police defused a bomb near the U.S. Embassy in the Philippine capital Monday, with militants who had declared allegiance to the Islamic State, the group likely behind the attempted terrorist attack, according to authorities. However, there's been no suspect or claim of responsibility. A taxi passenger dropped the mortar bomb with a mobile phone detonator in a trash bin about 200 meters from the embassy. It happened along one of Manila's busiest roads. It was found by a street sweeper who alerted authorities. A German federal court has upheld the conviction of a former Nazi SS officer known as the bookkeeper of Auschwitz, according to his lawyer Monday. Oscar Gröning, now 95, was found guilty in 2015 of being an accessory to the murders of 300,000 people at the camp and sentenced to 4 years in prison. Armed men have abducted three UN refugee agency staffers from Sudan's Darfur region, according to a local official. Police are searching for the kidnappers. This is VOA News. Cubans are mourning the death of 90-year-old Fidel Castro, the communist country's revolutionary leader who's ruled for half a century. Cubans Monday begin their long farewell to their former leader in Havana's Revolution Plaza. Mr. Castro is to be buried December 4th. The cause of death, which occurred late Friday, remains unknown. Mr. Castro had been in poor health since he nearly died of an intestinal ailment in 2006. He ceded power to his 85-year-old brother, Raul. Cuban expert Jamie Solichki of the University of Miami does not see an early end of communist rule.
Raul is now planning another succession to his military colleagues. He's grooming his son, Alejandro Castro. That's part of a succession team.
President-elect Donald Trump's big spending plan and tax cuts are expected to help double the U.S. economic growth rate by 2018, according to the Organization for Economic Cooperation Development Monday, in revising its forecasts. The organization says the U.S. economy will grow by 2.3% in 2017 and 3.0% in 2018. Swiss voters Sunday rejected an effort to hasten the process of phasing out the country's nuclear power plants, a result suggesting the Swiss prefer energy independence over safety concerns.
Ich bin erleichtert über diesen Ausgang.
That's the Swiss energy minister, Doris Lutard. She said she's relieved by the outcome, giving authorities time for rebuilding an energy strategy. Nearly 55% of voters turned down the initiative. No nuclear power stations have been built in Switzerland since 1984. Oil prices fell in Asia Monday trading to about $46 a barrel as talks among the world's oil producers get underway Wednesday in Vienna. Members of the Organization of Petroleum Exporting Countries, or OPEC, are to meet to discuss production cuts to bring up the price of oil. Internet service for almost 1 million households in Germany was disrupted by likely deliberate hacking, according to provider Deutsche Telekom Monday. Around 900,000 customers were affected. Pakistan's national flag carrier said Monday it had raised $130 million in fresh financing from a banking consortium as the airline staggers under the weight of loans. I'm Frances Alonso in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.